call the Revenue Advisory Commission back to order. Chair will entertain any discussion on Communication 2172. I think one of the things to consider, and one of the things we looked at during the break, is how this kind of measures up with Communication 2160 with regard to unaudited numbers through January 20. What we're looking at is potential collection rate of about 28% for the 4 months that are reported. Of course, being 4 months into the calendar year, you would need to be about 33%. So not exactly bad news at this point. Speaker Tillman.
Well, for the record, just thank you, Mr. Chair, just could you clarify by stating the numbers of what the 28% that you have calculated to what the 100% is?
So currently collected is $605,140, and that number is 28% of the $2,127,562. In order for us to be at 33%, collections would need to be about $702,095. So we're not quite there, but again, not bad news. This is what we always like to point out at this time. Many of those dollars are brought in toward the end of the fiscal year. So these numbers are assuming an equal distribution or an equal amount earned per month throughout the year, and that's just not the case. One of the areas pointed out is the Oxygenation Visitor Center. They're on path to exceed the projection at this point, but one of the biggest months for them, of course, is June. So they will undoubtedly exceed their revenue projection. Some of the other areas to focus on are our WELA SkyTux or our WELA programs in general. Currently collecting, I think one of them is at 16% of their anticipated projection, unless we drastically either increase the number of fees or tuition that parents pay or increase the number of students, which I've been told we don't have the space for, we're not going to meet that projection. So there are those determining factors of money will come in at the end of the fiscal year. We know this, but currently what we're looking at is about an 85% collection rate of our anticipated projection of $2.1 million. Yeah. And that's just on the program and other income right now. One thing that I will say is the Revenue Advisory Commission is charged by law to meet again in May, I believe. So we can always revise these numbers. But I think at this point, I'm not quite sure why treatment alternative to street crime is accounted for differently than other program income. Congresswoman Whitehorn, do you have any reference to that?
About program income? Repeat the question.
See, treatment alternative to street crime is accounted for down here instead of up here. I'm not quite sure why that's the case. Traditionally, that restricted revenue has been the clinic.
I have no knowledge of why it would be down where I think that they're showing the restricted revenue.
I can see that, again, if the department has been pulled into the clinic, the difference would be the clinic revenue is specifically highlighted as being for the clinic or for health-related purposes, I believe. I don't know that treatment alternative to street crime, which I thought we'd renamed Willow something, but then unrenamed it.
Well,
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I do know the function of the clinic by the compact we have with IHS restricts those health dollars, but I'm like, I know that the treatment alternative street crime is considered a part of compacted health services. IHS.
Chair will entertain any further questions regarding Communication 2170. Sorry, 2172. Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion to communicate the approved revenue estimates to the Osage Nation Congress and the Chair of the Congressional Appropriations Committee as follows. Osage Nation Tax Commission, $2,275,000. Osage LLC, zero. Osage Nation, $6,555,085. With 4 million restricted revenue. Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise, 52,606,282. Osage Home Health, zero. Osage Nation Utility Authority, zero. Osage Nation Energy Services LLC, non-applicable, and the Osage Nation Ranch, also non-applicable.
There's a motion, and I will second the motion. Any discussion on the motion? Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think that's exactly the numbers that were presented here today as having been received by the entities that comprise the revenue of the nation. So I see no problem going forward with that. The Revenue Advisory Commission will communicate that to Congress and the Chair of Appropriations to fulfill the requirement that the projected revenue resolution be passed during this coming HUNCA session. So thank you. Any other discussion on the motion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion is approved. This time, I believe we're done. Any further business to consider? Chairman will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, no second. Without objection, we are adjourned. Thank you.